that you can navigate up north 3,000 kilometers, and you can receive and send from the hinterland in Brazil, from Bolivia, from Paraguay, and mainly also from Argentina, a lot of commodities and of well, parts of items to assembling and to sending out.
What else can you tell us about the...
Decímelo en español, tranquilo. No te hagas un esfuerzo maldito, después yo traduzco.
No, ¿qué no puede contar además de su conversación con el gobernador?
Sí. Well, mainly about... He asked me about our conversation with Governor Hunt. Mainly we were speaking about, not only about educational issues, in which he is very much interested, because one of the main issues in all his four terms in as governor of this state was these educational issues, because he thinks, as we think, that the much you know, the better chance you have to afford in life a better condition, and the only way to reach to better and wider opportunities. But he asked us about our country, what are the prime interests of us in this links that we try to develop with North Carolina. He offers us to help us to have some office here, some representative, it's permanent representative, not an ambassador here, but a permanent representative here in North Carolina, to continue working and to organize in next autumn. We spoke about next autumn, despite he is not at this epoch, he shall not be the governor of this epoch, to organize the presence of an important group of entrepreneurs from North Carolina and Uruguay, from the different areas in which we can work together, not only the educational areas but also the productive areas, not only related with commodities, also related with different things. For instance, let's say you have here in North Carolina a very important industry related with furniture. We are developing with the presence of different industries, and the biggest one is a very well-known industry of the States, from the state of Washington, called Weyerhaeuser. Big forestry plantations. And the difference between the size of the grow of a tree in the state and in Uruguay is like this. Per hectare, the trees grows, they gain per hectare in 1 year 7 cubic meters in the States. In Uruguay, 30, four times more.
Because of the weather
and because of the soil. The soil is sandy, the weather is better, and the humidity is better. And you know, it's eucalyptus that you can say is like an oak, Uruguayan oak, or a yellow pine, that in less years that here you can transform it in appropriate wood for furniture and for different specific activities. Well, they are already there. They are already planted more than 96,000 hectares, and they follow planting more and more. And one of the fields in which they can we can think that we can do business together is, for instance, this area. And our purpose is to invite an ambassador, Governor Hunt is decided to help us in that, to invite to Uruguay a big group of entrepreneurs and members of different universities from North Carolina to pay a visit to Uruguay next fall.